This week on The Marquee, we've got comedies for moms and dads. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer.
And I'm Nicholas Harum. Do you have questions, comments, or want links to our full reviews? If you do, then check out the On The Marquee Facebook page at facebook.com/radioOTM. In wide release this week, in Neighbors, new parents Seth Rogen and Rose Byrne must contend with a fraternity house moving in next door. Led by Zac Efron, the frat causes so much havoc that the mild-mannered parents start a war they may not win. Even with a relatively short runtime of only 96 minutes, Neighbors feels a bit too long. With that said, you're unlikely to find a more crass or amusing film this month.
In the PG-rated comedy Mom's Night Out, Sarah Drew heads up a cast of weary moms whose relaxing night out goes horribly wrong when they leave their husbands at home to take care of the kids. Though it was strategically released in time for Mother's Day, the fact that it wasn't screened for critics isn't a good sign. But then again, as long as it means a little bit of time away and all the movie snacks you can eat, that might not matter.
In the computer-animated Legends of Oz, Dorothy's Return, Dorothy must rescue Glinda, Tin Man, Lion, and the Scarecrow from a new dastardly villain known as the Jester.
Opening at the Gateway, Hate Ship Love Ship finds former Saturday Night Live cast member Kristen Wiig in a surprising dramatic role. Wiig stars as a lonely nanny who's tricked into believing that she's in a passionate relationship with a man who barely knows her. Based on the story by Alice Munro, it isn't exactly an uplifting love story, but Wig's subtle performance makes it a pleasant surprise.
Opening at the Drexel, John Turturro writes, directs, and stars in the romantic comedy Fading Gigolo. When his friend, played by Woody Allen, finds himself in some financial difficulty, Turturro makes an unlikely transition into a successful male prostitute, with Allen effectively becoming his pimp. Sharon Stone and Sofia Vergara co-star.
Or for action and adventure on a budget, head to Carriage Place this weekend to see one of my favorite movies of the year so far, The Lego Movie, or one of my least favorite movies of the year, Need for Speed. But for my pick this week, I'll choose Hate Ship Love Ship. It doesn't have the outrageous comedy of Neighbors, but Kristen Wiig makes it a simple but sweet drama.
It's been a while since there was a really good raunchy comedy, and while Neighbors isn't exactly this generation's Animal House, it does have more than its fair share of amusing moments.
Or if none of this week's new theatrical releases have you racing to the theater, you can always pick up one of this week's new Blu-ray and DVD releases, like Veronica Mars. Years after the TV series was canceled, this crowdsourced adventure reunites with Kristen Bell's title character as she finds herself caught up in another murder mystery. An interesting little fact about this movie, it actually made more from its Kickstarter campaign than it did in its opening weekend at the box office.
In the crime comedy The Art of the Steal, Kurt Russell and Kevin Dillon star as two brothers that hatch a plan together to steal a priceless antique book. Unfortunately, their conflicting agendas ensure the plan goes awry.
In the low-budget comedy Awful Nice, Law & Order's Christopher Maloney stars as a college professor who has to travel to Branson, Missouri with his deadbeat brother to sell the family's vacation home.
Other new Blu-ray releases include the animated Son of Batman and the German World War II epic Generation War. If you're in the mood for a more vintage release, you can pick up some 80s debauchery with Bachelor Party, Weekend at Bernie's, or Revenge of the Nerds, some more wholesome entertainment with the second season of Little House on the Prairie or The Andy Griffith Show, Season 1, or one of this week's historical dramas like Amistad, The Big Red One, or Memphis Belle.
Well, for my pick this week, I'll go with the new Blu-ray releases of a pair of 80s classics, Revenge of the Nerds and Weekend at Bernie's.
While I'm tempted to recommend Revenge of the Nerds as well, I'm going to go with Memphis Belle instead. This high-flying adventure about the famous B-17 Flying Fortress and her crew has been long overdue for a proper home video release.
Well, that's what you'll find on The Marquee this week. Be sure to listen in next week for the return of a legendary monster. In the meantime, for our latest movie reviews, visit nightsandweekends.com
and movieshateyoutoo.com.
Until next week.
Confucius once said, "A flute with no holes is not a flute, and a donut with no holes is a Danish."